This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. More than 1,000 people have died from Ebola in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo since August. In addition, the executive director of the World Health Organization's Health Emergencies Program, Michael Ryan, highlighted the danger to those in the DRC providing care.
Since January, we've experienced 119 separate attacks. 42 which have been directly on health facilities, with 85 health personnel either injured or killed in those settings.
The outbreak, declared almost 9 months ago, already has caused the most deaths since the 2014 to 2016 outbreak in West Africa that killed more than 11,000 people. U.S. President Donald Trump said he spent more than an hour on the phone on Friday with Russian leader Vladimir Putin. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
We talked about many things.
Asked if Russian election meddling was one of them.
We didn't discuss that.
But they did talk about special counsel Bob Mueller's Russia report.
He actually sort of smiled when he said something to the effect that it started off as a mountain and it ended up being a mouse.
The president says he doesn't know if Mueller should testify before Congress, deferring to Attorney General William Barr, who could block it if he wanted, but has said he has no objection to Mueller appearing. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff say North Korea has fired an unidentified short-range missile from its eastern coast. The firing Saturday comes amid a diplomatic breakdown that has followed a failed summit earlier this year between President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. U.S. and South Korean officials are analyzing the details. This is VOA News. Fighting raged in the battle for the Libyan capital of Tripoli on Friday, with neither faction able to secure gains. VOA's Heather Murdoch has more.
Soldiers say fighting has been fierce around the Libyan capital Tripoli overnight and throughout Friday. This fight began in early April when Haftar announced his intention to take over Tripoli in a few days. But local officials say more than 45,000 people have been displaced in this conflict and at least 22 civilians have been killed. And as the fight continues, analysts say any concise military victory would mean a tragedy for the local populations, and the only real way out is a political solution. Reporting from Tripoli in Libya, I'm Heather Murdoch, VOA News.
Young people in South Africa are expected to stay away from next week's vote in large numbers. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports they cite corruption at the top and a lack of jobs as the reasons they are disillusioned.
What makes voter apathy even more striking among young black South Africans is that their parents were allowed to vote for the first time only 25 years ago, when apartheid ended. They say the ruling African National Congress has failed to deliver its promises, and the result is a lack of jobs, high crime, corruption, and poor public services. Victory is still all but certain for the ANC in the parliamentary and provincial polls. But allegations of corruption and failed promises are likely to eat away at its share of the vote.
That was Reuters' Lucy Fielder. A Vietnamese woman who spent more than 2 years at a Malaysian prison on suspicion of the killing of half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was released on Friday. Reuters' Francesca Lena has that story.
Her co-accused was also freed in March after prosecutors dropped a murder charge against her. Both women could have faced the death penalty. Defense lawyers maintain the women were pawns in an assassination orchestrated by North Korean agents. And the women say that they thought they were part of a reality prank show and had no idea that they were poisoning Kim. Four North Korean men were also charged, but they left Malaysia hours after the murder and still remain at large. In a handwritten letter, she thanked the governments of Malaysia and Vietnam, as well as all those involved in her trial and imprisonment, for all the support.
That's Reuters reporter Francesca Lena. At least three people have died since Cyclone Fani crashed into the eastern area of India. Officials say more than 160 people were wounded at the onset of the storm, which has moved to neighboring Indian state of West Bengal on Friday evening. And officials say more than 100 million people are in the path of the cyclone. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.